So for this problem, our first step is going to be to sketch out a diagram of what the question is asking us. So first of all, it's telling us that the soccer ball is struck at an angle of incidence of 45 degrees with an initial velocity of 23 meters per second. So we can draw in this vector, and we'll draw it in at the moment of impact, so when the soccer ball is initially lying on the ground. And what it's telling us is that first initial kick is going to send the ball off on a trajectory at an angle of 45 degrees. So we're going to draw in the vector that represents the initial velocity of 23 meters per second at an angle of 45 degrees to the ground, or to the horizontal. If you look at D in the question, it's asking us the velocity at impact with the ground. So that is equivalent to, we can write in the symbol, VF, which means final velocity. And similar to the initial velocity, this is going to be a vector that represents that final velocity when the ball hits the ground. So you can see to the right, bottom right of the diagram, we have the symbol for VF, the final velocity at impact with the ground. Elsewhere in the diagram, we've drawn in the maximum height, which is the delta dy, the horizontal distance, which is our delta dx, and the total time of flight, which is our delta t at the bottom.